City will play in the third place game of the Stanbury basketball tournament a little later on this evening. And the Wildcats, a pretty odd team coming into the game because of a pretty good week last week and the balance of work that they did over the last week and a half or so in December as well. David Bridges, head basketball coach of King City. Wildcats came back from the break, and you had a game over break at NCMC with Polo and won that one, but followed that with a win against Bramer. Beat Bramer 60-33. We're able to win down at Bramer. It's a pretty convincing win in a place that's generally tough to play. I would say that I don't know how good of a matchup at least King City is for Bramer defensively, because King City has, there seems to me, their strength is their post play. How well was Bramer able to defend that, or did you get some big points inside there?
Yeah, we had a big night from our post player Brittany. She had 22 points that night, and we was able to get in there. Also, I think the shuttle girl, she added probably 7 or 8 points also. And we had a balanced scoring night. We had a lot of people contribute. We got a good night from the Gilbert girl, the guard. But we had a really good, it was good. Our defensive intensity created some easy offense for us, and we really had a good night on the offensive end.
Okay, next game was North Andrew, a game that you were going to make up and made for a three-game week, but won 38-25. There's a team that is composed a little bit more to be able to defend. Their at least height inside, and really their length, creates a little bit more of a challenge to at least try to shoot over them. And then I would guess that you don't get as many chances with spacing the way that they defend. Is that a little tougher to try to get some closer shots with that group?
Definitely. It's like you said, their length is definitely a problem. The windows to get the ball into the post are smaller, and you've got to have timing also and player movement to be able to get it in there. They're definitely very tough defensively. If I remember correctly, the score, like you said, the score was low scoring all night. It was a tough ball game. It was going back and forth, and we finally hit a couple shots late in the game to kind of separate as our defense picked up the second half. I think the Walters girl had around 10 points that night. I know the Shadow girl had about 12 or 13. So it was a little bit more difficult to get in there, but once we did, we had success.
The next night was Albany. Finished that three-game week with 3 conference wins. Did beat Albany at Albany 47-24. So, they presented a challenge. And really defensively, Albany is pretty structured. They're very competitive on the defensive end, or they present some challenges. All their challenges really are on offense right now.
Yeah, that is true. However, they ran their stuff pretty effectively against us, and defensively, like you said, we thank God, Brittany Walters. She had a huge night that night. She had 30 because couldn't hardly get nobody else to score. So they defensively, besides Brittany, they were tough. We were having a hard time scoring against them.
Okay, Stanbury, first round of the Stanbury tournament. You were able to get a seed upset. When you look at the composition of work, I think it's magnified because of the seed upset that it was. But when you look at how competitive King City has been anyway against a really good quality schedule, you get a little bit more context to it. Regardless of what it was a 54-44 win against Stanbury. And I know Coach McQueen said it was one. It sounds like you got probably some balance that maybe you were looking for on offense, because it wasn't necessarily just all Brittany Walters in it. And apparently it was your ability to offensive rebound and get to the free throw line that at least got you the margin.
That is true. We did have a balanced scoring. We had a girl come off the bench who started to get more playing time. The Muff girl, she ended up scoring 8 points for us, which was huge off the bench. we had to bounce scoring between our three main players. Walters girl had 17 or so. The guard had 15, but the big difference was getting to the free throw line. I think we shot 30-some free throws that night, and we got them in the foul trouble, and then we played really good defense to the end, and then we got a little careless in the fourth quarter as they were making their comeback, and we didn't have that situation very well, but in a way, though, we kind of got lucky early because we didn't rebound real well, and they missed some shots that they will probably hit, next game. So, it was a big win for us, nonetheless.
Hey, Mound City last night in the semifinal, 47-29 win for Mound City. The way the game kind of unfolded, I don't know if they were like this the first time too, but for the most part, Mound City threw away or gave up very few offensive possessions. They would at least get something out of it. If it was just, being able to run, a set one time. Maybe they missed the shot, but they usually would get a look. And they didn't have very many of those that they just threw away. And then they just, they just keep at it, and they kind of grind you down in that regard. And, It kind of a slow go, too. I mean, it's not as if that they go on any big runs or anything like that. But, boy, when you look up and then you're down to 12 or 14 and all of a sudden it looks like that's a mountain.
Yeah, they're very efficient at what they do. Like you said, they got that real good little point guard, number 14.
Victoria Nauman.
She handles the ball really well, and she can get them into their offense. And, two people can't trap her, so they do a really good job of getting into it. And then the Freemeyer girls, obviously, she's a big handful. She's very active. She can shoot the ball up to 15 foot very accurately. And they know what their roles is. They don't try to get out of what they can't do, and they stay with what they do real well. And, of course, the experience of winning as they've had here lately makes it tough. They're really tough. They're not flashy, but like you said, at the end of the night, they're very effective.
It's David Pritchard, he's head basketball coach at King City.